Where'd you get the slap?
Boker Tov. Masoret me Rabotai. Yeah. Rabotai. Erev Shabbat Shalom. This is a very, very, very packed parsha, mitzvah-wise. And there's a lot of stuff going on in this week's parsha. I want to focus on, I think last year, maybe the year before, we had a crusade on Tchinit, if you remember. Last night, actually, I gave a shiur in Queens on the brisker approach to Tchinit. Yeah, so that's one thing. So anyway, the sheet of the Beis Halevi and Reb Chaim Brisker on Tchinit, that was yesterday, she was very interesting. Anyway, that was on Ratzina, but that was a different story. Mikol Makom. So today we'll speak about Afreshat Chala. It's very it's like four psukim, but there's a lot in there. Chala is a form of teruma. Everybody knows that the Torah calls it Chala Tarimu Teruma. And Baruch Hashem, I'm not sure why, but you know it's one of those mitzvot that has mazal. Mitzvot Chala, you know, mitzvot Afreshat Chala, Mishum Ma. You know, like Chamben Tzion writes in his Sefer Or Letzion and Musar, he says some mitzvot have more mazal than others. Yes, kaim. You know, tefillin, Baruch Hashem, Shtabach Shemo. Yeah, Sukkah Belulav. Yeah, Afreshat Chala among the religious, the not religious, Baruch Hashem, it's a mitzvah that's very popular.
Which mitzvah don't have
mazal? He says also, Shabbat Olak Tzav. No. He says there's Zohar HaKadosh writes, Hakol Talui B'Mazal, Afilu Sefer Torah Sheba'Echal. The famous Zohar. What does that mean? You have a bunch of Sefer Torah in the Echal. You see some Sefer Torah get a lot of mileage. In, out, they're used. There's some Sefer Torah. You take them out maybe once a year by Ne'ila, by Kol Nideh. Zero. Everything needs Mazal. Top. Like the Gemara says in Ta'anit, Shlosha Dvarim, right? Lo Bizchuta Kalem Nita, El B'Mazana. What are they? Remember? Bene, Chaye, Umzone. Three things that have nothing to do with Zechuyot, only with Mazal Tov.
What do they mean? What does that mean?
There are three things that Gemara says that have nothing to do with... it's Rav Shalom. Arav Mashlachem. Shalach Nilachem, Shalach Nilachem Ze, Lo Tzarich Bikat Corona, Rak Hukhacha Shel Chison. Ze Hakol. לא הצעת בריאות, רק הוכחת חיסון. לא צריך. טוב. כן, נכון, ישראלים. אמריקאים לא צריכים כלום. טוב. שבת שלום, כל טוב. That was the rabbi ראשי לבת ים, הייתה
answer.
לכבוד התורה. Anyway, בקיצור, he's coming to America, so I'm trying to help him get his stuff in order. Yeah. Anyway, מכל מקום, so as follows. Afreshat Chala Baruch Hashem, it's very popular, and even, you know, it's something that people feel that they can connect to. And not only that, there's Mishnah in the second Perek Masechet Shabbat. We read it every little Shabbat. Yeah? Al Shlosha Dvarim, Nashim Metot, Bishad Levatan, Al Sheinan Zeirot, Banida, Vachala, Vadlakat Anir. Chala was one of the mitzvot that, although it's a mitzvah really on anybody, but the Gemara says it's more focused towards women. Chala is considered a woman's mitzvah. Why? The Midrash explains because Chava was notelet chalato shel olam. She took away the chala of the world. The chala is the choicest part. She took away Adam Rishon. She killed him, quote unquote. And therefore, what? It's up to women to be mitaken al yedei afreshat chala. So, and Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of people do a lot of chizukim out of it, and they make all these gatherings and parties and zach and akol mitzuyan. Aval ma, there's a lot of halachot that are involved in afreshat chala as well, and many things that can go wrong, and based on the shailas I get, do go wrong. Right? That's Murphy's Law. You know Murphy's Law?
I think it can go wrong, will go wrong.
Yeah. Anyway, Mikol Makom, I want to tell you some Hafrashat Chala horror stories, shailas, mamash, halakha lema'aseh, that I get, and I want to tell you some possible solutions to them. Now as follows. First of all, Meikar Adin, there's a Mishnah in Masechet Chala that says, yeah, that's another thing. Masechet Chala is in Zra'im. There's no Bavli, unfortunately. There's only Yerushalmi. So all of the halachot that we have on Dinei Afreshat Chala is all from the Mishnayot and from the Talmud Yerushalmi. Bekol Makom, the Gemara says that Bizman Bet HaMikdash Kayam, we know that nowadays, Dinei, Mitzvat Afreshat Chala, is only Midrabbanan. It's not the Oraita anymore. Even in Eretz Yisrael, right? First of all, Mide Oraita, Mitzvat Afreshat Chala applies only in Eretz Yisrael to begin with. Now, even in Eretz Yisrael, in order for Afreshat Chala to be the Oraita, just like Truma, what has to be the case? You need Rov Yisrael. You need most of Am Yisrael to be living in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah? That being said, nowadays, mitzvah chala is only in the Rabbanan. Why do we even have it in Chutz La'aretz? The Gemara says, Shelo tishtakach Torah chala Yisrael. So that when Am Yisrael, why the Chachamim weren't metaken by Terumot Ma'asrot is a different story, or by Shemitah, or whatever. But the Chachamim didn't want B'nei Chutz La'aretz and the Galut to become ignorant of mitzvah chala. So we keep on doing it. The Chachamim instituted it so that when Mashiach comes, we'll be fluent in the mitzvah.
Why is it Talui
Rov Amisel? It says, Kitavo el Aretz. Bi'at Kulechem, the Torah says. It says, Ve'ayah Kitavo el Aretz.
You guys will come and they will come.
So you need Bi'at Kulechem, ve'lo Bi'at Miktatchem. Anyway.
Everyone.
So there's machloket exactly if it's Kulam or Rubam. But Mikol Makom, at the end of the day, you don't have it either. So just like Turot Ma'asrot is Midrabanan, so too is Chala. Now, there are various, there's the Shulchan discusses. There are certain differences between challah in Eretz Yisrael and challah in Chutz La'aretz. There's different halachot. In terms of challah in Chutz La'aretz is much, much more kal. It's more lenient in certain situations than challah Eretz Yisrael. Most notably, the fact that a kohen can be tovel kiryo ve'ochel, which means a kohen, even though we're all tmei metim, a kohen is allowed to be tovel for his keri, as long as he's not ba'al keri in ha'arev shemesh. And then eat Tumat Chutz La'aretz, since it's only a lower grade Rabbanan than even Chalai in Eretz Yisrael. It's not so nahug to do that today, but Maran brings it down, Meikar Adin. So that's with regards to that. Now, when the Beit HaMikdash stood, there was a minimum shi'ur for the Hafrashat Chalai, how much a person has to take off, Echad Mimemchet, which is 1/48 of the dough. We'll speak about soon what the shi'ur of the dough is, but 1/48 of the dough had to be separated. Nowadays, where it's all the Rabbanan anyways, there is no minimum shi'ur for hafrashat challah. You can take off even a tiny drop, and that's poter, even a huge dough. Now, there are many different shitot.
Chatzarot or Eretz Yisrael as well.
Both. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, there are different shitot about how much, now, hafrashat challah, the shi'ur for hafrashat challah, how much dough a person needs to be using is kind of a misnomer, because we don't measure based on dough. We measure based on flour, okay? Now, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch very clearly said the amount of flour that a person needs, they break down the shiur according to their measurements, is taf, kuf, chaf, dirhim. 520 dirhim, which comes out. Now, again, there's many, many different shiurim among the poskim Ashkenazim, right? The Noda Biuda and Chazon Ish very famously have their own calculations of how to work out the shiurim. By the poskim Asfaradim, Dor HaChadol, there's one shi'ur. You have the Rambam, Bet Yosef, Maran Achida, Kaf HaChaim. They all bring down, they all use that measurement of the dirhim. Comes out to 520 dirhim. Every dirhim is approximately, right, not more than 3 grams. If you multiply 520 by 3, it comes out to 520 dirhim times 3 grams. Each is approximately 1,560 grams, which comes out to 1.56 kilograms.
How many rolls of challah?
Remember, we're using flour, not dough or challah. Therefore, if you do the conversion, it comes out to about 3.5 pounds of flour. If you're making that amount, you're a chayav b'challah minadin with a bracha. Under that amount, many people ask, what's the shi'ur for taking off challah with a bracha, without a bracha? Le'alacha, according to the Shulchan Aruch, there's no such distinction of a frashat challah with a bracha or without a bracha. If you're chayav, you're chayav with a bracha. If you're patur, you're patur even without a bracha. Some people have a minhag, it's a nice minhag. When they're not sure if they have the right amount or not, they always, from whatever batch they do, they always take off a little piece of rezo challah. Beseder, that's fine. Without a bracha, that's not an issue. But when you're doing 3.5 pounds of flour, the halacha is bevada, you're chayav min adin, and you're mafrish challah with a bracha. Now, the Da'at Maran HaShulchan Aruch, he says very clearly, when you make a bracha, you know, the bracha is a little bit different between the Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. Ashkenazim say, lafrish chala min ha'isa. That's the bracha. Shekid Deshan Mitzvah Mitzvah, lafrish chala min ha'isa. Le'da'at Maran, the bracha is lafrish chala teruma. That's the bracha. According to Maran, once you make the bracha and you take it off, you don't need to be korea alav shem. You don't need to say harezo chala. That's minhag Ashkenazim. That's minhag Rama. Le'da'at Maran, you made the bracha and you did the akrasha. The bracha is like kriyat Hashem. The bracha is like saying arizu chala. Aval, mikol makom, If a person wants to do kedat and amah, there's nothing wrong with doing that. If you want to say arezo chala, there's no harm done. Now,
if it's less, you just say arezo chala. You know for sure it's not the amount.
If you know for sure it's less than 3.5 pounds, there's no chovat to take off chala at all. If you still want to, you can take off without a beracha. Now, as follows, what has to be done with this little piece of dough? Now, meikar adin, just like any other truma. Now, bizman bet hamikdash, they would give the truma and the challah to the kohen. Nowadays, where the kohanim are tmeim, there are two possible things that you do with the hafrasha, with the challah, which is now truma. Number one, what you can do is burn it. Ikar adin, says the Shulchan Aruch, is bisrefa, just like truma tmea. The halacha is that truma tmea, anytime you have truma which becomes tmeh, it's chayav bisrefa. So, according to the letter of the law, preferably, you should be burning it. Now, I'll tell you what the next best thing to do is, but burning it can sometimes cause several issues. Why? Don't forget that this piece is hekdesh. It's truma. We're not kohanim. You can't eat it. And therefore, if you burn it, some people have the minhag to burn it in the oven while they're cooking other things, or even while they're not cooking other things. If you cook this, or if you burn this in an oven, what happens is it trapes up everything else in the oven and trapes up the oven as well, because this is considered for non-kohanim, it's considered truma, which is asur ba'achila for non-kohanim. It can trape up the oven.
So
we spoke about it. In chutz la'aretz, you are allowed to give it to a kohen who is tovel lekriyo, at least according to Maran. The Rama is machmir, but it's not a commonly observed practice. It's usually burnt.
What if they burn it in a tinfoil in the oven?
Oh, so usually what people do is, it's a good idea to cover it in tin foil. We have to make sure, I've seen this also many times, you know, I've gotten shilas like this also, they cover it in tin foil, but dough, especially when you burn it, it expands. And sometimes what happens is, as a result, that it'll open the tin foil. So my aitza tova to people is, when you cover it, make sure it's like very, very sealed, or at least put on two layers, so that even if it opens a drop, it's still completely sealed, in which case, there's no issue to burn it like that in the oven. Another idea that I tell people to do is that instead of burning it in the oven, it's best to burn it on top of the stove. You know, you put it on top of the where the grates are over there, there's nothing to trafe over there. Even if it opens up, it's not in the cavity of the oven, there's nothing there. So even if it opens up, so the vapors go up. By the way, we hold.
What vapors is there by dough?
Oh, we hold, there's machloket rishonim, whether yesh ze'ah be'ochalim, la'alacha ul-ma'aseh da'at ha-rashba ve'aran, which is brought down by many poskim, Maran Zichron Livracha discusses in Yabi Omer, Meikar Adin, we hold Yesh Ze'ah Be'ochanim. We hold like the Rishonim that say, especially since it's Din Torah, we hold that there is Ze'ah even by food. So even if you don't see liquids in front of you, we hold that foods can also produce a vapor.
It's not Din Torah anymore, though.
What do you mean? I don't know, but so, although you're right, Challah nowadays is not Din Torah, but still it has roots in Torah law. Challah is something that came from the Torah, even though nowadays, as opposed to things that don't have ikar min Torah. For instance, bishul akum, things of that nature. But challah is ikaro min Torah. So you have to be machmir over there to make sure this doesn't happen.
Is it being burnt and being suspicious that it's going to come and benefit everything else and it's going to make it worse?
What are you talking about? Why? Until that happens, before it gets burnt, it gets baked. Before anything gets burnt, what happens to it?
It
can mamish trape it up. Many times, I've seen, especially by pizza stores and bakeries, these are things that have a frashat challah, constantly. I mean, hopefully, under a good hashgacha, these are places, pizza stores and bakeries, they do a frashat challah many, many times a day. Every time they have a big batch of dough, they have to do another afrasha.
I was saying about the Shabbat, the guy's like, you show me Shabbat? I'm like, yes. He's like, can do challah for me.
So, yes. Anyway, Mikol Makom, we used to have a lot of guys down the block from New Yeshiva in Brooklyn. So they have a famous pita bakery, Kingsway Pita. Anyway, it's famous. So they used to let the guys, especially in Parashat Shelach, which is Dinei Parashat Challah. So they used to let the guys come to the back of the store and do a parashat challah on Fridays or whatever it is. So mikol makom. So you have to be careful in this way. Many times I've seen in pizza stores that maybe they're not so makpid. What they do is that they take the afrasha and they put it in the oven together with the pizza to burn. It can cause real, real issues, the kashrut, if it's not done properly. So now, Another thing.
We even say b'di'avad that yesh erachanim after the fact.
Only b'tziruf davar achir we say not.
It's just a reason in Kutzlaz that we have Truma is only Zulay Shakaf.
No, it's still, but it's Sur. As long as you're considering the, it's not just the Minhag. The Challah that you separate is Truma. It's Kodesh. Israel can't have Kodesh. Therefore, it's something that's Isur. Yeah, it's Asur. So unless you have any other Tziruf, Tanur Gadol, Yubbet Esronim, or anything else that the Ze'ah would be Mitpashit and not Asa the other things. You have to be choshesh, at least on a lechatchila. B'di'avad, maybe you can look for other tzirufim, but at least on a lechatchila level, I've seen pizza stores who do this even as, you know, regular operating procedure, that they burn that frashat challah together with the stuff in the pizza oven. It's ba'ya gedola. Ba'ya gedola me'od. So either they have to make a separate fire for it. Now, the Yakut Yosef brings down, in dina frashat challah, he says where it becomes, sometimes it becomes very difficult to make sure that these things are being followed. Burning in the oven or on top of the things, and it can asr, it can really asr, like we said, it is permissible according to the letter of the law, just like we do with other trumot ma'asrot. Once you separate the challah, you are allowed to double wrap it and place it nicely in the garbage, bederech shel kavod, and that's also called a kind of destruction of the afrasha, that's also mutar. So when, for people who are less well-versed in halakha, and there's a chance that their hafrashat challah could trape up their ovens, I tend to tell them to rely on this kula. Over there, it's not asur, it's completely mutar. You don't throw it because it is kodesh. So it shouldn't get mituna from the stuff in the garbage. Huh?
Why would you need double?
Just to make it the
bread. Generally, bread, you only put it in one glass.
No, it's not bread. It's not bread. It's kodesh.
Like anytime you want to get rid of kodesh, you need to double.
Just like by Trumot. By Trumot, the same thing. It's Israel. Some people let the Truma rot. The Yakut Yosef also has a kulai, brings down from several poskim, but you don't have to let the Truma rot. Rather, you can just dispose of it. So it's the same. Huh?
What if you put it in the oven first by itself?
Yeah.
Then you put other food in. Does it like trafe up the whole oven?
Yes, also.
So how would you kosher it?
So then you'd have to kosher it in the ways that ovens are kosher, either self-clean or other forms of libun. But it's a problem just to take the hafrasha and put it in the oven.
You can't take anything that's cooked after that, right?
But the avad, there are many other tzirufim. But lechatchila, you should be choshesh that it did trape up the oven if it was just baked in there, open without being covered. Yeah. So these are things to be taken into consideration.
Mikveh is enough for a kohen. I mean, now is your old tamem etzim in any
case. Yeah. So for chalat chutz la'aretz, which we said is a lower grade.
Only for
rabbanan chalat chutz la'aretz. The Shulchan Aruch rules that Kohen Tameh Tovel Lekiryo Beochel La'ereh.
Now, would you give it as the best option?
No, it's not the best option, because many times, even if he's Tovel, he has to be careful about Chatzitzot. It's not a regular Tevila like Erev Shabbat. It's a real Tevila. Now, not after Chatzot. What do you mean?
After Chatzot.
No, Lav Davka. But he needs to wait for Harif Shemesh. Harif Shemesh means when he needs to wait for Tzedek Kochavim. Now, another thing, Rabotai, what I would say is, like we said, the shi'ud, the minimum shi'ud for challah according to Maran is about 3.5 pounds of flour. So in America, where you have flour being sold in packs generally, the standard pack of flour is about 5 pounds. So if you're making that for challah or whatever it is, other baked goods also are chayav bechala bivracha. So if they're lehalacha ul ma'aseh bevadai or bevadai, if you're making the 5 pound batch of challah out of flour, kol, everyone's modeh. You have to be mafrish challah bibracha. Now, what happens is sometimes you make batches of challah, but you don't have not every dough. Now, you don't make a frasha from every single dough. Sometimes if you have different doughs in front of you that are different sizes, there are different halachot. For instance, let's say you have two batches of dough in front of you. One has the shi'ur. Let's say both of them have the shi'ur. What's the halacha? If both of them have the shiur, let's say you're making a lot of achala, you have a lot of guests, so each batch is about 3.5 pounds of flour. So let's say you have two batches right in front of you, not in one big dough, but let's say it's two. The halacha says, Maran Shulchan Aruch, as long as they're next to each other, right? You don't need to be mitzareif, you don't need to do anything. As long as they're both next to each other, and the poskim explained that next to each other means that even if they're in the same house, you're mafrish from one dough with kavana for the second one, and it's as if you're mafrish from both, and that's enough. Kach pasak Maran b'siman shin kafeh, slicha. Now, what happens if both of them don't have the shi'ur of challah, which happens also. What happens if you make two batches of dough now again? The Shulchan Aruch brings down, you're not, let's say a person tries to beat the system. He says, you know what, I don't want to do a parashat challah, so I'm going to make batches of dough that are smaller than the shi'ur. That's asur. It's asur to make a dough, let's say you make a small batch now. Let's say you need a bigger amount, and you make small batches, so you don't have to do a parashat. That's asur, because you're being mafkia atzmo mina mitzvah.
What if, what if you know you're an amaretz and you don't
if you know you're an amaretz,
you don't want to mess up, you know what I mean?
I like that. I like that. Yeah.
Same, right. Someone like, they want to be cautious, but like,
that's a good level. If a person knows he's amaretz, he's a gamto. That's a good start. Then you know, huh?
Can he like be safe?
No. So if a person knows that he doesn't need that amount, let's say a person's by himself and he only needs to make one challah for Shabbos. He doesn't need a whole 3.5 pounds. I'm not saying anything. You don't have to push yourself to make. Now, by the way, the first Rama in Ilchot Shabbat writes that the minhag shel nashim is to actually push yourself to make shi'ur chala be'erev Shabbat, because hafrashat chala be'erev Shabbat is considered me kivon Shabbat. But if you, but meikar adin, if you don't need that amount, you need not push yourself to make that. Now, what happens if you, for whatever the reason is, let's say you don't have a bowl that holds 3.5 pounds. Let's say you need 7 pounds. So what do? You have a bowl that holds three, and then, so you do things of three at a time. What do you do now? The halacha is, there's a way to be mitzaref otam, says Maran HaShulchan Aruch, when they're still dough. First of all, what you can do is nigi'ah. What do? You put both doughs next to each other, and you take, you make like a bridge of dough from one to another, and you attach them like that, such that if you try to remove the bridge of dough, it's going to take off some dough from the other dough. That's considered a tziruf. That negi'ah is considered a tziruf. And now you can be mafrish chala from one onto the other. Or, says Maran, what else can you do? Tziruf keli. If you put it in a bigger keli, a keli is mitzaref both doughs. Or if you cover it with a beged, some sort of a mapa, right? It's called tziruf mapa. Some sort of cloth, some sort of bag, whatever it is. Preferably, the shach says under and over. But meikar adin, according to Manan, all you need is over. And by the way, this doesn't only work when it's in dough form. It also works in bread form as well, once it's baked. Where do we know we do that? Afilu lechatchila by matzah. Matzah, the Shulchan Aruch says that nowadays when we bake big batches of matzah, we don't want to stop in the middle of the process for afrashat challah, because everything by matzah is chikcha. So how do you do afrashat challah by matzah nowadays?
Yeah.
After all the matzot are baked, what do? We put them into a bigger keli. We put them into a bigger basket. Huh? But in la'alacha, a keli has to have a levizbez, which is it has to have a rim.
Uh-huh.
So many trays are just flat. It doesn't have a rim. If it has a rim, then it's considered a keli. And that's
even the definition. Even though they're each one of the individuals.
Nevertheless, the keli is mitzaref otam. Many times, I get these shaylas too. Person baked challah or cake or cookies, whatever. Oh, I forgot to be mafish challah. Ma achshav? Everything is asur? No. What can you do? Now, you can put them all in the... Now, by the way, the freezer is not mitzaref otam. It's too big. It's called kliya asui l'nachat. Freezer is not mitzaref for challah. Or if you put them in, let's say, a car is also not considered a keli with regards to tziruf challah. You take a big basket, you take a plastic bag, and you put them all in. That is a keli that's mitzaref l'challah, and then you take a piece off of one, and that's poter everything else, even though it's already baked. So that's with regards to that. Now.
So what if you're making multiple those one after another that are all chayav b'shiur?
Okay.
Are you allowed to make a bracha on one after another, or you should wait to have all of them in front of you and just make one bracha?
So this is a very big shaila that happens, like I said, in bakeries or pizza stores. What do? The mashgiach, he has to do a frashat chalal sometimes even 10, 20 times a day. So now what does he do in terms of brachot? La'alacha ul ma'aseh, there's a big machlok at the poskim. What I tell mashgichim to do is to try to be mafsik b'nehem. If he's not mafsik, which means he's still in the same location, he's still busy with doughs and stuff like that, and then he just did one batch, afrashah, and then the bakers just put out another batch a few minutes afterwards, whatever, there's no isay hadat, so the original bracha will carry over even for the multiple times that he does. But many times what happens is he goes out, he does things, and then he comes back and there's another batch. There's masich da'ato, he has to make a new bracha, very similar to shochatim in a mashchita. If there's shochatim that work in a slaughterhouse, Now, when they start their shift, they're going to make a beracha ba'al shechita. Nachon? So how long does that carry over? As long as they're still, yes, kshochatim, what do they do? They're working in the shechita. As long as they're still busy on the line, right? You ever, especially by bigger animals, it's not usually a line because it's a different, the operation is a little bit different. But let's say by chickens. Yeah, by a chicken slaughterhouse, you know what they do. There's a whole line of chickens that come. They're hanging from the feed, and they're coming in like a conveyor belt kind of thing, and they have to keep moving. So over there, as long as they're standing there, da'atam, they make one bracha of ala shechita, da'ach, 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 until when? What happens if they stop? Yeah, every few animals or so, the mefakeach, right? There's a rosh ha-shochatim, or there's botkin, people who stand over there and check the knives. Every time they take a break to check the knives, what do? They stop, they change the knives, they go in mafsik a little bit, they go out, they use the rest and whatever it is, then they come back, switch the knives, they make a bracha. It's the same idea, right? It's not halacha that's specific to parashat chala or to shkita. It's a din in bracha with regards to sech adam.
Generally, we say that once you speak about something else, it's already a sech.
Even though it's a sech, but it's not a sech adam. As long as you're still in the matzu of the afrasha, it's still not, it's a sick.
Can you learn a shtickle? Is that the same thing as sechadat?
No. Sechadat, you have to remove your mind from the mitzvah that you're involved in.
The bathroom, for example, you have tefillin or talit, you go to the bathroom and come back, your mind is still considered, you don't make another bracha.
But why do you make another bracha on tefillin? Because you enter the place that's asuli kanes betefillin. That's what...
Each time, even you go
to the bathroom,
you do make another bracha?
But on tefillin, since the bathroom is a place that it's asuli kanes while wearing tefillin, so that in and of itself, entering such a room creates a sefer hadam.
Right? Only in a urinal.
I thought that Rizal when he used to go to the mikveh, he had kavanot, he has a sefer da'at. Therefore, you used to come and make another bracha.
No. There's nothing to do through da'at. You shouldn't be doing this. But even if you entered, right? Let's say a person was a chamor, so he enters the bathroom and he does, as he's using the bathroom the whole time, he's thinking tefillin and kavanot and machshavot zasur. Aval mikol makom, and now he comes back, he's ready to put on the tefillin. Yivarech olo, bevaday yivarech, because the room that he went into is not appropriate for anachat tefillin, and that in and of itself creates a yisei hadat that requires a bracha.
The person has to let loose gas to take off tefillin to do so.
Yeah.
When you put it back on, the bracha.
No.
Why?
Because it's not the makom. Nachon, you're not allowed to pass gas while you're wearing tefillin. But since he didn't go anywhere, he took off the tefillin, just did what he needed to do, and then puts it back right away. So over there, his kavanah was to put it right back on. He didn't go in a place that's inappropriate for anachat tefillin. Therefore, meikar hadin, he can put it on without a bracha. Now, rabotah, that's with regards to hafrasha. I want to tell you another thing. Many times, there's a lot of halachic issues. You know these hafrashat chala events?
Yeah.
The events. Yeah, it's great, and it becomes like a, you know, a kol mitzuyan. But one, but what?
Huh?
Even if it's a kumbaya for women, it's mekarevet liban la'aviyem shebashamayim, b'seder. But I have seen halachic issues come out from such a hafrashat challah events. Let me explain. Best possible scenario is when the organizers tell the women, everybody bring your own ingredients. Or if they say all ingredients will be provided, they give everyone their own bowl, their own 5-pound bag, and everyone's doing their own afrashat chala, mitzuyan. The issue is, sometimes what they do is that the leader, the organizer over there, they'll make this huge dough, you know, this huge baking thing, and whatever it is, and then they make a bracha on that, and then they separate it and give it to different women over there, and each one afterwards, when they get their glob, they'll make another afrashat and a bracha. There's two ta'uyot. Kishenayim ra'ot asa'ami. Yeah, over there, there's two issues. Number one, Maran Shulchan Aruch brings down halacha. Yeah, not such a well-known halacha. But Maran says like this. Yoreh de'asim anshin kabal, sa'iv bit. Maran says, Nachtom she'asa isa la'asotah se'or lechaleka chayevet b'chala. This is a direct quote from the Rambam. So he says like this. If a baker makes a big dough in order to separate them for different customers, it's still chayav b'chala. Why? Because if it, at the end of the day, if the baker doesn't end up, if he's not able to sell all of the doughs, what's he going to do? He's going to reclaim them and put them together and make a challah. So there's make a big bread. So over there, even though the baker separates it, it's still chayav bechala. But what? Aval she'ar adam ha'ose isa lechaleka bebatzek petura. But any other person besides for a professional baker who makes a large dough in order to separate it into smaller doughs that don't have a shiur is patur me'afrashat chala, which means, let me give you an example. What happens is many times, let's say, common case, a mother or a grandmother, whatever it is, let's say her kids like her challah. So she makes challah on Erev Shabbat, and what's she going to do? She's going to give out little pieces or smaller amounts that are less than the shiur challah to all of her kids and grandkids and whatever, and even to herself. Over there, la lachal ma'aseh, it's patur me'afrashat challah. That's called isa asuya lechalek. And isa, dough that was made to give, to separate to other people, is patur me'afrashat challah. Certainly in these settings of afrashat challah parties, if they have one big dough that they give little pieces that are less than the shi'ur afrashah to each one of the attendees, it's patur to begin with. And therefore, if they make a bracha, it's bracha levatala, because it's patur me'afrashah. A. B. I've seen this happen. Later, when the ladies take it and they make their own bracha, if it's patur me'afrashat challah to begin with, and then they do their own afrashah, ma'asitim, that's another bracha levatala.
What if the person, the woman who's giving out the challah herself, she keeps the shi'ur of chiyuv for herself?
No,
but her chiyuv is still there. She still has her.
It doesn't matter. But if it was made lechalek to other people, even though she's taking a piece, but the entire isa was made lechalek, since she's not a professional baker, la halacha al ma'aseh da atmaran is that it's
patur. What's the difference, professional or not? If she's keeping the amount, she's chayav. Why wouldn't she be chayav?
So when she here's the thing: after she's done being mechalek, she can keep her piece and do a afrashat challah for her piece. But to take challah from the bigger amount that she's being mechalek to other pieces, over there, that's not the mitzvah.
She keeps 3.5 pounds of
then flour. She can make a afrashah on her piece. But to make a afrashah to begin with on the big dough that's being asui lechalek, that's patur.
Okay. Well, let's say, for example, after she has 100 pounds of dough, let's say,
no.
She gives out to 20 different people, she gives each person 5 pounds. So to begin with, it's patur, but not everyone gets a shiur that they're chayav.
If everyone's getting a shiur afrashah, then bevada you can make a brachan bipoter everything. When we talk about asuya lechalek, the Ramban is talking about pieces that are less than shiur challah. Now,
what is the chalek? I didn't understand. In other words,
each person
is getting less than the amount, so there was no bracha challah on the entire thing.
If
they would have kavanah for everybody and put the whole thing together, and the whole
doesn't matter. Still matter. It's still asuya lechalek.
If per person.
Only time that they make their own hafrashah is if it's over the shiur.
If you have a big dough and everybody's getting a chelik that is shiur challah, then be'emet you can make a then you can make a hafrashah. Now here's the thing: what happens sometimes is, and the Yalkut Yosef brings this down, the pitzei tshuva rules la halacha. It's a very interesting thing. He says what happens. That's when a woman wants to give it out to other people. Many times, what happens if a woman wants to make it herself? She makes a big. Let's say she makes a big batch of challah in her own house, but she knows that for this specific Shabbat, she's only using, you know, small rolls that are under shiur challah. Everything else she's putting in the freezer. What's the halacha? The Bach, Shach, Prisha, Bet Ephraim, and others, Yalkut Yosef brings them in halacha, is that when a woman is doing it herself, keeping it for herself, that's not called lechalek. Lechalek is when a woman is doing it, or whoever's doing it, to give it to other people. But when a person is doing it for himself or for herself, even though right now she's only keeping, she's separating it into pieces that are smaller than shi'ur afrashah, la'alacha, that's not considered lechalek, and she's still chayav be'afrashat chala with the bracha, which happens many times, by the way. Let's say you have a big dough. Let's say shi'ur chala, 5 pound dough, and you're making this dough into little challah rolls, which obviously challah rolls are smaller than shi'ur afrashah. Are you chayav be'afrasha or no? Bevaday shekin. According to this, all these poskim say that's not considered isa asuya al-chalek, and you're chayav be'afrashat challah min adin bivracha.
What if in that type of case, let's say she's making out of that 5 pounds, 10 challah rolls?
No.
And she's giving one of each. She has two daughters. She's giving one to each daughter. So she's left with the 8.
No.
So her 8, she is chayav. The other ones are not chayav. When is she supposed to make the bracha? It's lechalek.
Yeah.
But saying that she's keeping what shiur that she's chayavet.
So over there, since the robe is being kept for her, and her robe of the batch is being kept for her, and that still has, I'm assuming in the 8 challah rolls, you still have a shiur challah, magid.
The robe of the whole shiur?
Of the batch, yeah. Is being kept for her, and the mi'ut is only being done lechalek. Plus, in the rov, you have what she's keeping. Mistami, you have shiur chala. Over there, she can make a parasha on the whole batch to begin with.
What if it's she's giving the shiur, let's just say 3.5 pounds would be 4 challah rolls in that example.
Okay? Okay.
She's giving $3 to $1, $3 to the other, she's giving 4 herself. She's out of the minority.
Yeah, so then she should separate.
She has more than each of them.
So then she should not separate it to begin with. She should make the challah rolls afterwards, since that's asui lechalek, and only do the afrasha when she's kept with her, when she's left with her
actual challah
batch, her challah batch.
After it's baked.
Or after it's baked or whatever. No, after it doesn't matter whether it's, you can do, like we said before, afrashat challah is possible even after it's baked. It's not necessarily
even on Shabbat, right? Even on Shabbat, the person you have it over there.
Shulchan Aruch says that chalat chutz la'aretz, you're not allowed to be mafrish chalab Shabbat. But in chutz la'aretz, what you're allowed to do is you're allowed to eat and then leave over at the end of your
mizeh,
leave it and leave that as the shura prasha, and then be kura alav shem b'motzai Shabbat. That's only the chutz la'aretz, because it's Drabbanan, and because we hold that by Drabbanan's ma, yesh birera. Right, there's
a woman's cooking a 5-pound batch, and she gives herself and each of her daughters a pound, so nobody has the shir challah.
No challah. No, you can be mafrish, but without bracha. There's no bracha on a prashat challah, because we said it's between my prasha. That's called isa asuya lechalek. So, okay, Rabotai, that's another thing. I want to end off with this. Maran Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Kaf Aleph. Well, it's not the Shulchan Aruch, it's actually the Rama, but the Bet Yosef talks about it as well. Another thing that happens is, what happens when a man or woman is mafrish challah? You're supposed to put it away. You're supposed to separate it, obviously. Now, by the way, a lot of people, the mitzvah, I'll tell you the proper procedure. A lot of people get this wrong also. You have the batch of dough. What you're supposed to do before the bracha is grab a little piece. Don't separate it. Just put your hands on something. Yeah, grab it. Make the bracha asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu leafrish chala teruma. After the bracha, what's the ma'aseh mitzvah? The separation. After the bracha, separate it. Either cut it or separate it with your hands. And then, like we said, the din chala or the din teruma is chal on the piece that you separated, whether or not you'll say harezo chala. Some people, they separate it first, then they say the bracha. That's you're not supposed to do that, because that's you're supposed to make the bracha kol ha-barachot kulan mevarech alehem over la'asiyatan. You're supposed to do that. You're supposed to make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. Now, sure. Because any brachot that a person makes have to be done before the action of the mitzvah is performed. The action of the mitzvah over here is the separation. Yeah, has to be done over there. Now, what are you saying?
Well, why don't we say, since, like you said earlier, if you have multiple doughs that they're all in the same vicinity,
you
mafrish one on the other. So even though she's already mafrish part of it, she says the bracha after, she's doing mafrish this for that.
Doesn't matter. But it doesn't matter on the kavana. The idea over here for brachot is the ma'aseh mitzvah. Asiyat mitzvah is ma'aseh afrasha. So that's, before that is when you have to make the bracha. Now, another thing, what happens is, sometimes when you put it on the side, you have to be very careful that it doesn't get mixed back into the dough. If it gets mixed back into the dough, you have a problem. Why? Because then it becomes ta'arovit, it becomes a mixture of chulin and truma. And that's a problem. What's the shi'ur to be mevatel truma? No? Echad b'me'ah.
Yeah?
You need times 100. Now, many times you won't have that, especially many, if you have a bowl of dough, 5 pounds, and take off a nice glob, which you don't have to, like you said, if you take off a tiny piece, yeah, and then it gets mixed back in, and it gets mixed back in.
The smallest amount is enough.
Nahon, but let's say there's some. Huh?
The smaller the better, right?
Yahas Kalev. Yeah. Et ha'am el Moshe katur. Yeah. That's where Hes comes from. Bayahas. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Yeah. So, Alona Alev Yarashnu Ota. Ki achol nuchalla. Al tidagu. Yeah. Bekitsur. This week, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a big nes for Am Yisrael in Medinat Yisrael. He made the Memshelet Zadon fall down. Baruch Hashem, Yishtabach Shem Olaminim, and Amashim Al Titikva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them down. Maran Tichon Baruch Hu used to say, and Agar Rav Mazuz always says in the Shirim also, anybody who fights against the Torah, anybody who fights against the Shabbat, anybody who fights against the ability of Am Yisrael to be Shomer Torah and Mitzvot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yilachim Bo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to fight against him, is going to take him down. It's only a matter of time. Yeah, that's history, just history repeating itself. Anybody, Jews or Goyim, but especially Jews, you know, that's the worst. If Goyim fight against the Torah, that's natural, right? That's what they were created to do. But a Jew who fights against the Torah Kedoshah Bar Minna, Mazeh, Kadosh Baruch Hu fights against them even more.
צריך להיזהר מאוד. We know that.
Not a joke. מכל מקום, רבותיי, over here, what happens if the challah gets mixed back into the batch? Over there, the Rama writes that you have to do, now what do you do? If you don't have me'ah, then there's no bitur. So what do you do now?
Add more afterwards?
Nope, it's already asur. The whole thing becomes tarovet isur. So now what do you do? Says the Rama, just like any other hekdesh, hekdesh is like a neder, right? Harezo chala is a neder. You're making it, right? Your mouth has the power to be magdish. So just like any other hekdesh or any other nedarim or shvuot, there's the option of hatarat nedarim. You're able to do hatarat nedarim on the hafrashat chala, which means that the woman should send her husband or go herself and say that she has charata, that she ever separated the chala to begin with. They tell her mutar lach three times, and then that hataran darim reverses to begin with the afrasha, not over the phone. It has to be in
Zoom.
No, it's got to be in person, either live or by three people, three of the yotot, or she can send her husband. The only time a person can send a shaliach for hataran darim, in general, shlichut for hataran darim doesn't work. Yeah, it's coming up. Masad and Nedarim. After Ketubot, we have Nedarim.
Husband and two sons. Would that be Nogeva Devar?
No, not Nogeva Devar. You don't need real Nedarim. The husband cannot because Ishto Kegufo. The husband can't. But any other person, you can get three men to do it for her and be Matir the Neder. In which case, afterwards, that the Hafrasha is undone retroactively and she'll have to do Hafrasha again, but without a Bracha. If you want to read more about this, there's a very interesting Tshuvan Yabi Omer Chilek Aleph Yerede Asiman Kaf Aleph. Whether or not it's considered the bracha that she made on the original afrashat chala, is it considered afrashat chala if she does a hataran darim on it later? It's a very interesting tshuva.
But the bracha levatala, or it's legit? I mean, you're holding it, you don't make another bracha afterwards.
Well, the question is, even if you don't make achon, but the shaila is, if the hataran darim works retroactively, does that cause the bracha that was made on the afrasha to be bracha levatala or not? Maskanat maran tzvur bachani biomer is that it is not, because at the time the kavanah on the mitzvah was to do the mitzvah properly, and therefore he doesn't consider it a bracha levatala. So let's stop here and say a nice vort on the parsha. Stop.